This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Drive, Clint Sterner Run, the show, Tyler Milner in with you. Shout out to Luis. Appreciate the conversation with him and good luck with him. Clint, the MVP award was announced yesterday. I know Figgy and Brandon, they were there for a little bit, but the MVP awards were announced yesterday, NFL honors. And first, who did you think was going to win that award? Going into it, what was your top three?
I thought Lamar would win it.
You thought it'd be Lamar, yeah. Josh.
Lamar, Josh, and Saquon. I thought Saquon deserved it.
Oh, you thought Saquon. If you had a vote, you would have voted Saquon.
I would have voted Saquon.
Why? Saquon!
I mean, I just think
he's a quarterback like that. Well, I'm just surprised by that.
Well, I mean, just because it's clear, you know, he carries that team. It's clear that the dynamic of adding him to that team made them significantly better. Now, obviously, there's an argument 2 years ago he went to the Super Bowl, so what does that look like? But I just think Saquon Barkley chose to not pursue literally breaking records that have stood for 30 years, right? When did Dickerson make that run? You know, so I would have voted for Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley, this was the year, man, that he was special. And all these guys are obviously special, but I think it was those three: Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Saquon Barkley. Now, I thought
Lamar
was going to win it, because as I've told you before, I mean, I don't know how you don't, unless Lamar just those 8,000 interceptions or something. Like, I don't know how you don't watch and go, Lamar is the most valuable player to his particular team. Remove him from that equation, and all of these guys, the team obviously struggles, but he, it just changes everything that you do. And so Lamar Jackson should be in the conversation, if not winning a damn thing, every single year that he has a good year. So I thought Lamar Jackson would be the guy.
Well, he wasn't. Josh Allen won the award. And it is interesting, if you look up and if you look up and down it, Lamar Jackson is probably ahead in most categories, if not all of them. They played head to head in week 4, I believe, and Lamar and the Ravens blew out Josh Allen in that game. Now, Josh Allen's team had a better record; they were the 2 seed, and then you look at it here, Lamar had a higher completion percentage. He threw for a good amount of more yards per pass, averaged more yards per game. He threw 41 touchdown passes to Josh's 28. Josh's big thing this year is, man, he's taking care of the ball at a rate that we've never seen him. Lamar threw 4 interceptions to Josh's 6. Passer rating higher. Rushing
first attempts, team all pro.
First team all pro. Rushed for 915 yards to Josh's 530. Now Josh got him on the rushing touchdowns. Josh had 12 rushing touchdowns to his 4. But as Tyler said, the same people who vote for all pro voted Lamar first team all pro. So I think a lot of people thought it was. I don't have a problem with this. I don't think that Lamar got screwed. And I said it, you could jump in 713-572-4610. Do you think Lamar got screwed out of his third MVP? Champ Slice, thanks for taking a break from killing us and saying Lamar was robbed. I don't know. I don't agree with that. I don't think he was robbed. Yes, those numbers rolled through it, but it's valuable, right? And for me, when I look at Lamar, Lamar's got Derrick Henry on his team.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry, if there were no Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, I think, would be the offensive player of the year. Derrick Henry would be the first team All-Pro. And the help that he gives and brings to the table for Lamar is big time. That team had 9 Pro Bowlers and I think 6 or 7 All-Pros on it. Josh is the only All-Pro on their team. Maybe Dawkins, the tackle, is an All-Pro, but I know they only had 2 Pro Bowlers on the team. And to me, Josh had the 2 biggest wins and the biggest moment. He broke that long winning streak of the Chiefs, and then he went into Detroit and beat the Lions when the Lions had a long winning streak. And those were the 2 biggest wins, yeah. And they were on TV. And then he had that moment on 4th and 2 where he just ran through the entire Chiefs defense and won that game for him. So I just when it looks to the word valuable, I think Josh was more valuable this year than Lamar was.
No, I think it's fair. I think it's more than fair. I think if Josh was going to win it, this was a year. This was a year. It seems like they shifted gears mid-year last year to a more Josh Allen-centric attack, and there's no doubt about it that, you know, Josh with the run game and the pass game obviously is a major part of what they do, and he deserves it. I don't have a problem with Josh Allen winning it. I don't need to. The numbers obviously point you towards Lamar. I wouldn't have had a problem if Lamar would have won it, but I damn sure don't have a problem with Josh winning it either.
Yeah, they were both really, really good, great years this year, and it's just crazy. Lamar's won the MVP twice, and this by far was his best statistical season, and he comes up short. Yeah, and I know what bothered you. Saquon didn't get one single first place vote.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
But
there is a thought like, Clint, they might as well change this.
To a quarterback award.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they kind of have. They've given, like, the offensive player of the year is never the quarterback. Like last year, I think it was McCaffrey. I think Tyreek has won it before, and they seem to do that. But if he's not going to win, not just win it, right? If he didn't just pick up 5 first place votes, like if that was the case, they're never going to win it. And I thought the point you just made is we value the quarterback position as much more, impactful. He is the quarterback of that team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.